There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back. Again, to the Sons of Liberty. Anytime you'd like to call in, 1-866-233-0747. Been talking about when injustice looks, smells, and has the color of law. Does it mean it's law? Absolutely not. It's not law. I was sharing, Stephanie, and I was sharing with our listeners during the second segment how if a football game was being played out and all of a sudden the referee began to legislate and change the rules of the game arbitrarily, there would be an uproar nationwide, because what it really hits or it attacks there is the heart of the issue, because people care more about that than they do when the Supreme Court comes along and arbitrarily begins to attempt to govern in an un-American, unconstitutional way. So here we are.
Yeah, when you hit someone's idol and you say, well, hey,
they're God.
They're God, exactly. The Bible says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Read Exodus 20. But when you look at that and you say, it was a great point that you made about the fact of if a referee just decided to all of a sudden change the rules and make him whatever in his own image, however he decided that they wanted to be, the people, American people, would be in an uproar and say, wait a second, that is not how the game is supposed to be played.
Front page of the paper.
It would not last, like you said, more than one game. But yet when it comes to our freedoms, when it comes to the Constitution, that's violated and men, Supreme Court justices, you know, you name it, legislators, when they decide to create law in their own image, which is not law, and go against God's law, we're okay with that because we're too busy entertaining ourselves with our sports and what we're doing over
William
here.
William Blackstone said that.
It's amazing how when you hit people in the right spot, when you get people's money, you get people's attention. You hit people's gods, you get people's attention. But then all of a sudden when it comes to their entire United States and the foundations of our country, all of a sudden, we're too busy with this, that, and the other thing. It's like, where are your priorities and what is important to you? As you mentioned earlier, is your posterity even more important than your idols are, your gods are? I wonder.
Well, and what's funny is it's the same people in America. I'm speaking to you, and I love you, and I'm telling you the truth because I love you with my actions, 1 John 3:18. It's the fact of the matter is it's your sons and daughters that are being led into unconstitutional wars to fight off the battles that the politicians create against foreigners unlawfully and unconstitutionally, and then you wonder why you're hated. But I'm trying to make the point that it's even the blood of our sons and our daughters, and we're still paying more attention to things that don't matter than the things that do matter. We care more about a sports game or again, idols, as Stephanie was talking about, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Really, what your heart serves, what you love more than life itself. Well, people treat sports in such a fashion. I can get in the car right now, drive down the street, and I can see someone wearing one of their baseball caps or one of their t-shirts, and I can go up to them and say, hey, are you a Christian? And they say, yeah, I'm a Christian. Well, can you tell me three of the Ten Commandments? Oh man, I'm ashamed.
No, I should know this.
Yeah, but hey, what was yesterday's score? Oh, you know what happened yesterday, man? I'll tell you what, this guy and that guy, they got this, and there's a double play, and they can tell you everything about it. It shows you where their heart is, and it really is a bad, bad place to be. It really is. So, Steph, why don't you go ahead and highlight it, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to finish off when we get back after these messages,
we'll be right back.
When injustice looks, smells, and has the color of law.
Well, I want to give the opportunity for those of you who are listening to say, listen, how can I support this work? How can I help share this message across the nation? Because, boy, I'm listening to this message, I'm thinking, I'm convicted by this message. I wish my sister was listening to this, or my brother, or my dad, my coworkers. How do I help spread this message? Well, first and foremost, we do need financial support to be able to continue and carry on to do what we do. A lot of times in the events and particular things that we do, we raise the funds on our own to be able to do them in many different situations and circumstances. So rely upon the supporters of faithful sons and daughters of liberty to be able to continue to do what we do. So please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. And what that means is you support us what you can on a monthly basis faithfully. And that consistently helps us know we have coming and be able to go out further with this message, seeking and saving that which is lost. And as I've said many times, for those of you that say, well, gosh, I'd really like to do it on a monthly basis. I perhaps can maybe do it once in a while. How do I do that? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the button in the upper left-hand corner that says Donations Gratefully Received to make a one-time donation. All your donations are tax-deductible. And I also want to say, for those of you that say, well, how can I reach out more to my posterity? How can I get this word out there? Go to the Sons of Liberty media site, see the articles, read them, share them with your friends. We've got a great store with so many wonderful products out there to get in your hands, especially as you're out and about and traveling a lot during the summertime. You got to have Bradley's testimony booklets with you. Pass them out. Tracks, CDs, DVDs, T-shirts. It's a great way of being a walking billboard by wearing one of our T-shirts everywhere you go. You go to the gas station. You go to the grocery store. People are seeing the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is what they need to see. So all the way around the boards, there is no excuse as to why you cannot do something for Christ first and foremost and to uphold your Constitution. So make sure to check out sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com and find out all the ways that you can reach out to people in your neighborhood.
The store is great. We just got stock in concerning the coffee cups, folks, which we have on there. The Republic is not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it. We got two more batches coming in because
they've double the order.
It's pretty
good,
and we appreciate it.
Speaking of that too as well. For those of you who do not yet get our emails, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can click on the button that you can fill in your email information to get updated on what we're doing, where we're going, fun pictures. You'll see the media articles. There's a bunch of different things on there, so please do check it out and sign up today to be able to stay informed on what we're doing.
Folks, if you want to listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio at any time, 24/7, I'm going to give you a phone number real quick. Get a pencil. Get a piece of paper, and here we go. The number to listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio at any time, anywhere, any place, just go ahead and dial up your phone and put it up to your ear, put your speaker on, and listen to the show 24/7. 605-562-4088. That number again is 1-605-562-4088. You can listen to Sons of Liberty Radio 24/7 anywhere you're at.
I love that because it's so great.
Cool.
It's
it
great
really
because
is.
Of the fact that people say, well, you know, I'm working from this time to this time. Well, listen, it's 24 hours a day. Anytime you, while you're driving in the car, you say, hey, I need a good dose of truth. Click it on there. Many people just jump on there conveniently when it works for their schedule, and it's a great opportunity to be able to hear the Sons of Liberty all the time.
Amen. Getting back to when injustice looks, smells, and has the color of law, does that mean it's law? No. Hey, I remember seeing a picture of Martin Luther King, and Steph, I know that you brought this up, and I've heard other people say it too, and it was the quote where Martin said that everything that Hitler did was law, going back to dictators. But friends, people need to understand, no, it wasn't law. See, what happens is they remove you from God's moral law, and then they become a law unto themselves. That's what we're seeing in this country today. That is arbitrary government.
I'd like to add on that, too. Yes. Everything Hitler did, it was legal. Now, just because someone makes something legal, like the legalization of killing a baby in the womb, doesn't mean that it's right by God's law and God's standard. We follow God's law because it is better to obey God than it is to obey man.
Tyrants.
Absolutely.
I like that. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to finish this up. And then I'm going to come back, friends, and I'm going to bring up a piece by a foreigner who came into America, and he said, America, America, why have you forgotten? This piece is second to none, but it shows you that the Lord is now sending foreigners into America to confront America with their lack of understanding as to who
Jesus
is.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now, that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products. And you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Welcome back. Again, to the Sons of Liberty Media.com. Folks, isn't it interesting how all of a sudden, out of nowhere, just a side note, isn't it interesting, just out of nowhere, how all of a sudden all the attention is reverted now to Jeb Bush. And for some reason, just out of nowhere, he's the number one contender for the presidential candidacy for the Republican Party. I wonder how the people in Florida feel about that. Folks, it's all bought and paid for. It's all bought and paid for. This is the same guy that agrees with Common Core. By the way, his big brother, George W. Bush, he's the one that implemented something called No Child Left Unindoctrinated. Socialism, communism, where they're teaching kids to shoot for the floor rather than the stars, to equalize the playing field. Now we have something called Common Core. No Child Left Unindoctrinated on steroids. And Jeb Bush is all about that. And America has put him in the number one slot for the presidential candidacy for the Republican Party, or the candidate for the Republican Party. Are you kidding me, people? It's all bought and paid for. Oh, this is also the guy that said it was an act of love, said Jeb Bush. It's an act of love, saith Jebby, to go ahead and let the illegals come into our country. And recently just killed one beautiful young lady in San Francisco because it wasn't their job to incarcerate a criminal from overseas. But it's an act of love to come in and shoot our cops. It's an act of love to violate our laws. Jeb Bush said that it's an act of love. Agreeing again once with Barack Hussein Obama. No difference, folks. Same agenda going forward. Who put him in that number one position? The American people didn't. It's all bought and paid for. Same thing with Hillary Clinton. Boy, she just dodges, evades reporters at every turn. until she steps into the ring and says that now she's going to be a contender for the presidential position of the United States of America. As if the American people don't know that both the Bushes and the Clintons are crime families. Both of them are. They act the same. They look the same. They do the same things. They act like in front of the American people. They're contending one with another. But keep in mind, Hillary was fighting with old Barack, brother Barack Hussein Obama too. But look what happened. Once he won that position, right, he appoints her to what? Secretary of the State. I thought he didn't agree with her policy. I thought she didn't agree with his policy. The game goes on. The American people lose. And going back to Hillary Clinton, oh, she's going to be the candidate for the Democratic Party. Really? All bought and paid for, America. All bought and paid for. It's only a reality if you believe it to be a reality. But friends, it's not a reality. It's all based on propaganda. Don't you remember when she first came out and she announced that she's going to run for the president? The United States of America. She went to Iowa. There was more reporters than there was people to receive her. Folks, it's all bought and paid for, like I just said. They take the pictures. They create the narrative. Nobody showed up, friends. How is she the number one contender on the Democratic side of things here, friends? And let me ask you something, Democrats, Republicans, how many constitutions do we have? We have one constitution, but you're led to believe you can go ahead and break it up into parties. Contend one with another as the American people lose day by day. It's WWF at its very worst, friends. Are you buying this? Are you buying this, America? Because if you are, you deserve what you get. You deserve what you get. Going back to when injustice looks, smells, and has the color of law, is it law? Nay, it is not law. Talked about Alina Kagan. What did you expect of Alina Kagan when it came to homosexual marriage? I warned in December of 2012 that Alina Kagan has never judged a case a day in her life. Yet Obama, unqualified for office himself, has seen fit to qualify her on the Supreme Court bench. Folks, how do you take this guy serious? And I got to put to that, seriously, how do you take this guy serious? And it's if you think he's a joke, keep in mind, the joke is on you. And if you think he's stupid, friends, I got to tell you, he's not stupid. And he's not losing. He's winning because he's smarter than you. That insults me. I'm glad it does. I hope it convicts you to bring forth godly repentance, that you'll actually stand up and deal with the issues at hand. Nobody likes playing the stooge, America. Nobody does. So quit playing the stooge for what's going on through the state-run narrative. I went on and I said that the Supreme Court committed an oligarchy, which is illegal, where few rule over many concerning homosexual marriage, and they voted in favor of less than 1.6% of the population to dictate law to everyone else. By the way, you know that's all about upending your sovereignty. Going over to the 1973 decision of the Supreme Court, not America, not the American people, not our republic, not the laws of our constitutional republic. In 1973, Roe versus Wade, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, this whack, who, by the way, is presiding over gay marriages before the decision came out. Just think of that. The judge being above the law, so think the American people, that she can do whatever she wants to do. She was already presiding over homosexual marriages. Which there is no such thing. If not proclaiming her utter disregard in Egypt for the American Constitution, she blurts out the truth in her confusion by saying she was under the impression that legalizing abortion with the 1973 Roe v. Wade case would eliminate undesirable members of the populace. Or as she puts it, populations that we don't want to have too many of. Friends, she should have been impeached right then and there. Article 2, Section 4, Article 3, Section 1. And have been impeached and indicted right then and there according to Article 3, Section 1 of the United States Constitution. I ask you again, America, where is the Supreme Court deriving all of this unconstitutional power from? Let me ask again, America, from where is the Supreme Court deriving all of this unconstitutional power from? That's the one question that is never asked to these criminals through the state-controlled media because it doesn't fit the narrative. It goes against the narrative because it's a question that they cannot answer. They are doing it based on the ignorance of the American people. Well, if friends, if injustice looks, if injustice smells, and if injustice has the color of law, it must be law if they said so. Really? Who told you that? Who told you that? Americans are still under the delusion that the Supreme Court justice is our point for life and that whatever the Supreme Court decides, it's going to be the law of the land. Folks, that is completely untrue. If a cop pulls me over, I'm going 55 in a 55 mile an hour zone. And I look up at the posted law, and it says 55 miles an hour, and I'm obeying the laws of the land, and they come along, and they say that you are going 55 miles an hour in a 35 mile an hour zone, and yet I look up, and the posted law says 55 miles an hour. Who's breaking the law, me or the one that's trying to arbitrarily govern me? Did you hear what I said? Which one's law? The posted law. That said 55. And yet we see these injustices point the finger at what they call law, which is foreign to American law. And they say, no, 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 we know it's in front of our faces, but that's not what we're ruled by. And that's not who we are ruled by. You're ruled by us because we said so. And whatever we say the law is, that's what it is. And don't question us, because if you do, then we'll consider you to be terrorists. Oh, Bradley, that is right on the money. Amen. I'm patting myself on the back. I know it is. Because Henry Kissinger, in his confusion, blurts out the truth. The man's got a big mouth, that pedophile does. And interestingly enough, he's the one that said anybody that resists the New World Order, they are the ones that are terrorists. And the DHS has already defined who the terrorists are. And it's not a foreign enemy, America. It's you. It's you. So what are they doing? They're trying to tell you that unlaw is law. And you better take it for what we say it to be, because if you don't, then we're going to call you terrorists. But folks, again, when injustice looks, smells, and has the color of law, it must be law. America, America, that is completely untrue. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-233-0747.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Bradley, that's me. It's one of those days. I was giving you the analogy that, you know, I'm driving down the street, the posted law is 55 miles an hour. I have my cruise control on, I'm going 55 miles an hour. All of a sudden the cop pulls me over and says, "Hey, you're breaking the law." And I go stand right under that posted law, and I said, "No, sir, it says 55 miles per hour right there. Do you see this?" He said, "Yeah, I see that. But we decided to change it today. We don't want you to pay attention to that. So here's a ticket if you don't obey us. And you're going to have to pay the fine if you don't obey us, because now we're a law unto ourselves. You do what we say and don't question our authority." It's exactly what the Supreme Court is doing. It's exactly what the President of the United States is doing. And by the way, that posted law are our founding documents. You can make reference to the founding documents all day long, and these people are ignoring them and saying, no. That's not the law that we're ruled by here. We're ruled by what I say we're ruled by. That is the definition of a tyrant. That's what's happening in America today. And I want to say this, just because he says he's a cop and he doesn't uphold the Constitution, his sworn oath, he commits treachery, he's unfaithful in his oath, I'm going to fulfill his oath and remind him that he works for us and that we're ruled by law in this country. And I'm going to put him back in his position. Because we're not called to overthrow law in this country. We're called to America to overthrow those that are not ruled by law, especially when they represent we the people. Folks, we're talking about when injustice looks, smells, and has the color of law, does it mean it's the law? No, it's not the law. Hey, folks, because the president says, That illegals can come in here legally? Does it make it legal? No. But that's what he's doing. Hey, folks, is it right that the President of the United States releases illegal immigrants, felons, from the prisons in America onto the streets of America, endangering we the people? Is it legal? No, it's not. But he wants you to ignore what he can and can't do according to the dictates of law, written law, the enumerated laws of our constitutional republic. He wants you to ignore that. And then what he wants to do is he wants to remove law and he wants to play your emotions and say, oh, you know, look at these little kids. You know, look at these little kids. They're over here. You know, what do we need to do? Well, we need to appeal to them. And then all these criminals together in unison sing this song. Oh, it's an act of love. We know that they're shooting and killing our cops and shooting and killing our daughters and so on and so forth. And that one just last week. But we don't want you to pay attention to that. And the state-run narrative, of course, is going to ignore the fact that one of these beautiful girls was just killed by an illegal that was deported five times by a federal agent's gun and was released because the president said so. Was it law? No. Is it law to police the world? No. Is it law to create unconstitutional wars? No. Is homosexual marriage? No. Is abortion, is it a woman's choice? Is it a woman's right? No, because God didn't give them a right. God didn't define marriage between two men and two women. End of story. No argument. Nothing to talk about. It's just time to act. It's to practice what we preach at that time, America. And let them know that we are not going to tolerate your lawlessness and we will lawfully deal with you first. Because no matter who you work for concerning special interests, that's all stopping when we put our foot down upon you and we don't tolerate your crimes anymore. Special interests can do all that they want to do. They're just looking for another scoundrel to work through. And as long as you deal with scoundrels, friends, it all ends. And you see scoundrels all day long across the boards in this country. But again, my point, friends, is just because injustice looks, smells, and has the color of the law, it's not the law. Just because a cop has a uniform on doesn't mean he's a good cop. I shared with you guys last week when I used to be in the rock and roll scenes, I used to go to parties late at night where cops used to walk through warning the drug dealers. On three different occasions, I seen that the drug dealer above the drug dealer were the local cops. A bigger drug dealer in the state of Minnesota, I knew that he got all of his drugs from the Mexican FBI. I knew where it was coming from. It's all controlled. But if you don't want to have drugs illegally come in, and by the way, that's just a handful of bad cops. We got a lot of good cops out there, a lot of good cops that are my friends. Good cops that don't tolerate crime. They're doing their job. Of course, we're talking about the squeaky wheel here. But interestingly enough, if we don't want drugs in our communities, you know, I used to talk about in our assemblies, we'd go to a portion of my assembly where we would talk about sex, drugs, and rock and roll. We went over to drugs, and I said, isn't it interesting that if you go to Las Vegas, you don't have a drug problem there on the strips? Well, why not, Bradley? Because the laws are enforced against the crimes because they don't want grandpa and grandmas and uncles and aunts and dads and moms turning away from giving billions of dollars at the casinos every year. So they don't tolerate crime. The law comes down upon criminals. They don't want to deter those that are spending money. See how that works? But going back to my point concerning drugs coming from foreign countries, America, you have a drug problem because somebody's buying them. Who's buying them? The American people are buying them. You're alluring these people over here in the first place. Why do you think they're coming? Or you tolerate the fact that they're here because somebody is buying the drugs. You know, it's interesting. If the government wanted to stop drug abuse in this country, it could get on national television at any given time and say the next person that's caught committing the crime of bringing narcotics into or selling narcotics, there's going to be a death penalty. You can rest assured, friends, there's always going to be one idiot that's going to try the system. But once you see the government mean what they say, guess what's going to happen? It's going to put fear in the community first, and then throughout the cities and then throughout the states that our government no longer tolerates drug use in this country. Guess what's going to happen? It's going to stop. But that's not what the government's doing. They're coming up with all these slogans. As a matter of fact, we just found out, speaking of which, Mitch McConnell, the guy is a clown. He is a clown, friends. He's the one that's so anti-drug. That's his persona. That's his front. That's his facade. That's his pretense. That he wants, hey man, listen, I'm putting my foot down on drug abuse in this country. Well, they just found out that he was busted. His family's ship was caught with 90 pounds of cocaine on his ship. His family's ship. And they found out that his family, it's a foreign family, has been getting millions of dollars into his campaign. Where in the heck are they getting all that money from? Follow the money trail, friends. But going back again, friends, just to make my point, and I'm trying to make every point that I'm making clear because I got all these little bunny trails I got to go back to. The fact of the matter is if you don't want corruption, deal with it on a local level because it's going to have to stop on a national level. There wasn't a local drug dealer to sell the drugs. Well, you know, regardless of who's giving it to him from Mexico, it doesn't matter because it cuts him off when you don't tolerate the crime locally. And that's what we have to do across the boards. Magnify God's moral law against the crime. And when we do that, we're going to have what Grandpa and Grandma had. And that's what I want. I want to know what Grandpa and Grandma had. I want to know the country that they lived in. Because since I can remember, it has been a government that has inundated us with war after war after war after war after war after war. I've seen nothing but corruption in my government since the day that I've been born. Matter of fact, right when I was born, I think it was 2 or 3 years old, John Kennedy, that was before my time, but Robert Kennedy was shot down. And first and foremost, Martin Luther King was shot down, and then Robert Kennedy was shot down. And they said, America said that those are the three lights to the world. John F. Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, and Martin Luther King. And the American people tolerated it. They fell for the state-controlled narrative. Oh, Lee Harvey Oswald shot him. Okay. And by the way, I've been there, got the hat, got the T-shirt. People up there, they don't believe that story whatsoever. And for the most part, people don't believe that he was shot by Lee Harvey Oswald. Easy, hands down. But they allowed the light. Truth fell in the street that day, America. Same thing with Robert Kennedy. Sirhan, Sirhan. Well, he comes forward and, you know, they find out that he had a six-shooter. There was 12 bullet holes in the kitchen. The family kept warning that, so they're going to do the same thing to you as they did to John. MLK's family ended up suing the federal government for the assassination of MLK Jr. Did you know that? Nope. You were told that it was James Earl Ray that did it. And James Earl Ray, towards the end of his life, told the American people what it was about. That he was innocent of the crime. And by the way, just through and through, friends, you got to do your homework. Because when you look in Scripture, you'll find that conspiracies always happen within. They have to control the narrative. And that's exactly what they did concerning all three assassinations. And the American people let it slide. Spent time with Andrew Young, the guy that was on the forefront with Martin Luther King Jr. Sam Kyle. Roger Wilkins, head of the Department of Justice back in the day. Talk to him. Have the hat, have the T-shirt. Heard firsthand. Nobody believes James Earl Ray shot him. But you're led to believe it. Because after all, MLK Jr., man, that guy was a communist. Really? Who told you that? See, folks, I can keep going down the line. Who told you that? Who told you that? Who told you that? Reminds me of the little game when you're in kindergarten. It's called phone. You have 10 little kids in a circle. And this is how adults act today. Well, I heard the state controlled media. I heard from a reliable source who the state controlled media. Yeah, MSNBC. Oh, I heard from a reliable source, CNN. Oh, yeah, I heard from a reliable source, ABC. Oh, I heard from a reliable... Really? Really? Folks, you ever notice when it goes around the circle, all the little kids, they come back with the first person started is not at all what they started at the end. When it gets to the last person, they say, did you say this? And they say, that is not even a half of an inkling of what I started to say. But that's how we get your gossip.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Greetings, I'm Ron Strom, commentary editor for WND.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Bradley Dean for the vital work he does through his radio show, Sons of Liberty. I think of Bradley Dean as a biblical patriot on steroids.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Been talking about when injustice looks, smells, and has the color of law, does it mean it's law? Absolutely not. We're talking about the Supreme Court injustices. 9 unelected attorneys. I really do. The more I get around attorneys, friends, the more I understand why Jesus was damning them. Mm-hmm. I really honestly do. The manipulation, stretching things out that would, you know, they'll drag it out into 3 hours. It would take 1 minute to actually recite the law. But you know what? When you do your own homework, you don't really have such a great need for an attorney, do you? At least not one that you... I'm going to get on another bunny trail here, and I don't need to do that right now. People are probably still trying to catch up here. And I am too, just so everybody understands. But we were just talking about that... Well, I laid to your candor, I asked you the question, where is the Supreme Court deriving all of this unconstitutional power from? They're doing it based on the ignorance of the American people. And then I brought forth that the Americans are still under the delusion that the Supreme Court justices are appointed for life and that whatever the Supreme Court decides, it's going to be the law of the land. That's completely untrue. No, it is not. Let me make another point really quick. Did you know that many schools across the country, you are required to pass Bible courses before you could graduate high school? I have a couple of them here in my house. And all the way up until 1962, prayer was the norm for virtually every school in America, and the Ten Commandments were posted in school hallways. But in 1980, the Ten Commandments were taken out of the schools in the case of Stone versus Graham by the Supreme Court. The court made the following statement, just to show you, friends, what they're advocating. They said, if the posted copies of the Ten Commandments, the stop signs, friends, like thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not steal, so on and so forth. They said that if the Ten Commandments are to have any effect at all, it would be to induce school children to read, meditate upon, perhaps to venerate and obey the commandments, which is not a permissible state objective. So in other words, the Supreme Court is helping to advocate crime rather than to prevent the crime. Read Psalm 19:11, by them thy servant is warned. I gave the analogy last week that when you're in the state of Minnesota in the wintertime, it gets real cold. Really cold. Brr. There's this one particular lake that it freezes over real easily. And then in the temperatures that we have here, I can understand why. But it has a sign that it says thin ice. Warning. Thin ice. Warning. Thin ice. Warning. In other words, don't walk on the ice. It's thin. Well, the Supreme Court means to take those signs down. Go ahead, walk on it. Do what you want to do. Which is Satanism, friends. Call it for what you will. Do what you want to do. You know, this is the same court that said, you know what? Concerning these games that are teaching kids to kill their parents, to kill cops, to steal cars, to have sex with prostitutes, to shoot the head off of the President of the United States, to go into public schools and shoot as many kids as you possibly can. Oh, yes, they're out there, friends. They said that's free speech. It reminds me of just yesterday when we were grocery shopping. I seen all these. We were getting our groceries, and then we walked through another aisle where they had all these movies. You got to walk through the certain section. And I looked at them, and I said, look at all the crimes that Hollywood is teaching the kids to commit. And then you have politicians that they're taught, after they're taught as how to commit the crime, then politicians are right there to say, we need to get rid of the guns.
Or you have actors who commit all these crimes in all these movies, and they're for gun control.
Yes.
It's like,
hypocrisy.
Totally.
Yeah, hypocrisy. Wait, isn't prevention better than cure? It really is. But the Supreme Court, no, they're just helping things along. They're helping the correctional facilities make another $64 billion last year. Crime pays, friends. It sure does. To bureaucracy, unlawful, ungodly bureaucracies, it sure does. So why is the Supreme Court helping to advocate the crime rather than to prevent the crime? Why are they trying to set the people in this country at war with God? Why are they daring the justice of God and acting as if they're impervious to the consequence of violation of the law in the first place? How stupid! But that's how tyrants act. They think that they're above the law. But you got to keep in mind that this is the same court that's transgressed its delegated authority, which we gave them, friends, over and over again. Read Psalm 94:20. They create law by mischief. Okay, and it's not law. Isaiah 5:20. They put light for darkness, darkness for light. And Psalm 2, read the whole chapter. Thomas Jefferson, speaking of the Supreme Court, said, the opinion which gives to the judges the right to decide what laws are constitutional and what not, not only for themselves in their own sphere of action, but for the legislature and executive also in their spheres, would make the judiciary a despotic branch. Oh my goodness. But the new Supreme Court seems to be set in place to destroy rather than to preserve. Yep. Because what they're doing is they're teaching, or should I say that they are teachers attempting to train up America's posterity by tearing down the American Constitution and attempting to create one in their own image. Read Jeremiah 5:31. These things are taking place because, America, you have left off the commandments of God. The evil that has taken place is there because you have left off the commandments of God. Your sin is finding you out, Numbers 32:23. Now, folks, it's been said that to take all the robes of all the good judges that ever lived on the face of the earth, and they would not be large enough to cover the iniquity, the lawlessness of one corrupt judge. But America, how about nine corrupt judges? It has been said that it takes, that to take all the robes of all the good judges that ever lived on the face of the earth, and they would not be large enough to cover the lawlessness of one corrupt judge. America, how about nine corrupt judges? Look at their records. And interestingly enough, over the head of the Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C., there's a huge engraving of Moses with the Ten Commandments in his hand. The inscription under Moses states, "Justice, the guardian of liberty." Not injustice, the advocation of crime. It says justice, the guardian of liberty. Because our founders have laid in stone a truth that reproves those who sit in the Supreme Court chambers this day, and it would serve the American people well to do the same. And I end with this. President Andrew Jackson said this. Listen to me well. If the Supreme Court is the final arbiter of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers under God, and the Supreme Court is our ruler. Nay, not here, America.
Well, this kind of truth you're not going to get hardly anywhere else, because we are speaking it, preaching it, shouting it from the housetops on a 24/7 basis. And for those of you who don't believe me, just dial into our telephone number there for the Sons of Liberty. You can listen to it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But we cannot do what we do without your support, without faithful sons and daughters of liberty. And if you are already a faithful son or daughter of liberty, we say thank you so much for what you're doing, because you are really helping to promulgate this message across the nation, which it so desperately needs to hear. And the response is overwhelming. Literally, every event that we do, the people are on their feet. They're on their feet in ovation because of the message of the truth that they're receiving, that they're just hungry and waiting to hear. We have a job to do. It's not going to be an easy job. We can look at the problems in America all day long. We want to bring the solution, the answers, which are found in Christ, in Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. So we want to bring this message to everyone across this nation. And if you want to be a part of that, one way to do so is by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Jump on the website, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty, and you can faithfully give what you can every month. There's many different levels of sponsorship, so you can decide which one is right for you. You get a beautiful packet and certificate that goes along with each one, which you'll be able to view there on the website, again, at Sons of Liberty Radio or sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for those of you that maybe cannot afford doing something on a monthly basis but would still like to donate when you can, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the button in the upper left-hand corner that says donations gratefully received, and you can make a secure one-time donation. All your donations are tax deductible, and I particularly like it so much because you can feel good about what you're giving to.
I feel good
that this message is literally a message that is shaking the nation, you know, from the north, south, east, and west. And I'd like to give the opportunity too that for those who'd like to book Bradley Dean coming up here in the is November still considered fall, or is that moving into winter?
It's moving fall. I love September, October, and November.
Okay,
yes.
So we're currently booking right now. If you're looking to book Bradley Dean in your community and say, hey, I want to bring this message to my church, my school, my university, my tea party, you name it, call 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Find out how you can book Bradley Dean in your area today. There's never an excuse.
Well, you'll be there too.
Oh, yeah, and that's exactly why they want to call right now, is because I'm going to be there, too.
Well, you know, there is a reason that we're booked all the time. Folks, we love you by what we do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Do your due diligence, friends. Remember, study the past as our forefathers told us. And what does it take to preserve our liberty? Diligence. 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 We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya!
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.